Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We have few vaccines that can prevent cancer, but one is here and could save the lives of 300,000 women a year.
Human papillomaviruses, or HPV, cause 90% of cervical cancers, and the HPV vaccine can prevent it. Yet, only a fifth of people get the vaccine.
Cervical cancer arises in the cells of the cervix, the lower, narrow part of the uterus that connects to the vagina. Nearly all sexually active people will become infected with one of the various strains of HPV.
In most cases, the immune system can clear the infection. In a small number of people, the virus persists. Of the more than 40 types of HPV that infect the genital, mouth, and throat areas of men and women, 13 cause cancer.
They linger and turn normal cells abnormal and become cancerous. HPV is behind more than 90% of anal and cervical cancers, 70% of vaginal and vulvar cancers, and 60% of penile cancers.
The World Health Organization plans to eliminate cervical cancer with a target year 2120. To start with, 90% of girls must be vaccinated by age 15.
The CDC recommends all children get their first dose by age 12 and a second dose a year later. The world is not on track to meet these targets. Misinformation discourages people, and some countries simply lack the funding.
We can't let that dissuade us from getting our kids the vaccine and protecting their future health.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminuscicom.com.